Everybody, welcome to More Than Meets These Guys. Ordinarily, we are a podcast covering the original Transformers animated series from three different perspectives: the lifelong fan, the lapse and return fan, and the clueless outsider. But currently, we are turning the tables and doing a side journey into Robotech. We'll be covering the series episode by episode and also digging into the production and cultural impact of the show. My name is Ed, a lifelong fan. I'm joined here as usual with the other members of the new day here, Evan and Jehu. What's happening?
Hey, how's it going? I appreciate
Well,
that being part of the new day.
I was about to say the Freebirds, but I realized that I did the Freebirds last time, and y'all got upset about me using the Freebirds.
Oh, now that I know we're doing three-man tag teams every time, I'm going to be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll have to find some. I'll have to find some more.
You'll try. You're going to have to try to stump the chef, is what you're going to have to do.
There you go.
If there's anybody that can do that, it's probably me with
That's
my
true.
encyclopedic knowledge of wrestling from around the globe. Not
Right. Yeah,
only
my
me.
wrestling knowledge is purely American, so.
I'll do some deep cuts on like three man like Lucha Libre
Oh, nice.
units.
I have to throw in here real quick. I was telling Jehu about this before you came on. Whenever we watch episodes, I kind of feel out what other people think about episodes. We had one of our newer followers on YouTube talking about how tuna, well, sorry, the long wait, I call it tuna now, wasn't really as bad as you remember it. I'm like, yeah, you know what? I think me and Jehu actually enjoyed it a lot more than you did, Ed. But dude, I also found this fantastic WordPress site, and I haven't seen the word WordPress in like a 10 years. So
You
I
haven't
found this.
heard the word WordPress in 10 years?
I don't you who uses well who talks about WordPress?
Everybody uses
Well,
WordPress.
they use it at they.
Literally 2/3 of the internet is
Let
are
me
WordPress
stop you
sites.
for a second. Use it as a blog, not as a setup for a website.
Oh,
So
okay.
this is set up like a blog. So just so you know, I'm using it in that's a sort of old sense of what people use these sort of things for. So anyways, it's pretty simple setup, but it is Robotech Reviewed, and it's not a family friendly. It's not terrible, but it's a
Yeah,
little it's,
you were saying some blue language when you were
Yeah, I
describing
was
it to
about to
me.
say it's a little blue, but I
Yeah.
really enjoy the truth of what is going on here. So I just had to give that little one a plug. Look at it. I'm sure you could probably Google Robotech Reviewed WordPress. It's a
It
lot of
definitely
fun.
seemed like maybe this guy had known a lady like Minmay at some point in his life, and he was working out some stuff.
And also, I only told you one of the lines about this, so we'll continue on. I'm gonna have to give some smurfing language warning here. So anyways, man, I just had to throw that in there real quick. This is pretty fun, so I want to let's get into it.
I don't really have a history lesson today. I was going to talk about BattleTech again, but I forgot to type anything up, and we're running behind on our normal recording schedule, and I had to scramble to get this one done. So my bad. Sorry about that. So.
It's okay. Hey, all right. I'm sure we'll talk more about wrestling in another episode. Because it's half of what we talk about at the beginning of these episodes is wrestling.
That's true.
Fine. It's just fine. But, so.
You guys want to get? I mean, you guys want to talk about some more wrestling? One of the best
I was
match,
just
the
saying,
best
man. I
match
was
of the
just saying.
year occurred
I
this
think you
morning.
gotta let it come up naturally. You gotta
Yeah,
let it,
it
you know,
feels
you gotta
forced. It
let a
is not as
tender
good.
moment be.
Yeah, just let that sit.
Well, today we're talking about the episode Transformation, and in last night in New Japan Pro Wrestling, there was a massive transformation where Konosuke Takeshita won the world title from Zack Sabre Jr. Two of the best wrestlers on the planet had an amazing match.
That is
So
a cool name, Zack Sabre Jr.
it's not his real name,
I don't
but yeah,
care.
it's a very cool name, and he's also a He's I like him because his politics align very closely with mine. I don't talk about those on this show a whole lot, but hold on a second. Let me find the name of his finisher real quick, because it's one of the coolest things that you can say.
Well, I should say this, and I'll fully accept being called a poser about this. I've never paid attention to New Japan, but I just ordered a New Japan patch because it's the coolest logo ever.
It's a great logo. I have a really cool baseball shirt of that.
Oh, that's that. Oh, that sounds like it would look nice on a baseball shirt.
It's very cool. It's got a bunch of cool kanji on the back of it too.
You dodge it.
Let's see. So his main finisher is called Hurrah, Another Year. Surely this one will be better than the last. The inexorable march of progress will lead us all to happiness. Is the name of his finisher.
That's amazing.
That
He
would be
has
hard for Jim Ross to call.
it would. He also has one called Orienteering with Napalm Death. That's a cool one. He's got the Selected Technical Works Volume 2. He's got
That sounds like a prog rock album. That's amazing.
You Can't Play Conkers in England. That's one. Let's see. The Clarky Cat. He has one called Barry from EastEnders. Also, he's from England. Obviously, this dude is from England. But
Right.
yeah.
It's amazing.
But yeah, he rules. He's yeah. So yeah, he's pretty
I'm gonna have to check
fantastic.
him out after this now. That sounds amazing. I just want to watch him do the finishing because I want to hear the guy say it.
Well, the best thing is when you watch it with Japanese commentary and you hear those dudes say those words in English, because
Yeah.
they don't translate it. It's really
Oh,
great.
totally. That's why I gotta watch this happen. Like, trying to say it in English all the way through. That's a paragraph, dude. That's a thesis.
Yeah,
First one.
exactly. It's from something or another. I don't know what
Oh,
it's
yeah.
from, but yeah, there's he gave a really awesome interview one time where he was just like trash talking his opponent, and he was like, mate. What did he say? He's like, you're the worst. See, I'm Susie and the Banshees, and you're Evanescence. I thought that was bad. That was very cool. So yeah, but yeah, hey,
Nice.
so transformation. We're in
Yeah.
episode 5 of Road Tech, the Macross Saga.
Yeah, and if you'll allow me, I want to read this opening salvo from the WordPress because it makes it so succinct how this thing starts, because we get the intro and like everyone, the recap. And which is if the intro of the show is always stellar, the recap, fantastic, succinct recap. We start out though, and I quote from the WordPress of Robotech Reviewed, inside the Chinese restaurant, Min Mei is cleaning up and humming Here Comes the Bride. She's probably thinking of the mock wedding she forced Rick to take part in because she's a selfish smurf hole. That's how this thing starts out.
Yeah,
Wow.
this guy has lost some love in his life.
Wow. Yeah, this guy's going through some things here.
If the whole thing's like that.
But he skipped over this cool part where there was a crane carrying a giant mech around. This was
There
cool.
was, yes. What is that mech? It's got I always love it. It has the three huge cannons on top and then two arms.
It's four cannons. It's called the Mach 2 or the Monster.
Okay.
It's the biggest mech in Robotech. Things like massively big. It's very cool. But it's just a cool thing where they're craning this thing down the street. Why did it just walk? It's a mech, but it was cool. But I thought it was cool.
Yeah, these are green, man.
Min Mei looks like she's all done up here, and she looks like Chinese Princess Leia.
That's actually exactly what she's described.
See, that's a positive way to talk about this
Yeah, yes.
instead of taking out your own frustrations on Min Mei like women
With blue eyes, mind you, by the way.
WordPress. What?
With blue eyes, mind you.
With blue eyes. Well, and this is not me being I'm not like saying, oh well, she looks like Chinese Princess Leia. I'm not just orientalizing her.
Oh
She
no,
actually
she does.
is she's wearing a Chinese dress, but she's also half Chinese. Her
Right.
dad, canonically, her dad is Chinese, and her mom is Japanese.
So, now I don't know a lot of the phenotypical characteristics of the Asian continent, Japanese and Chinese. Generally, their eyes aren't blue, right?
Well, yes. According to the real-time documentary "Big Trouble in Little China," Chinese girls do
Thank
not
you.
come with blue eyes.
Or green
So,
eyes.
or green? Was it green eyes? Oh,
It
it
was
was.
green eyes,
Ah,
yes. Come on, dude. But yes, blue
Oh,
eyes don't, you
no.
don't generally have, they usually are brown, and which is nothing wrong with that at all. It's just phenotypically, this isn't a Japanese or Chinese look, but she has big blue eyes, man, and pink beads on her Princess Leia hair.
It's pretty cool look. But there's these soldiers in the Chinese that they're like freaking out because apparently the Chinese restaurant is open and they go in to eat, but they give her the hardest time about not hooking up with Rick.
Yeah.
They are just like giving her such a hard time.
One thing I noticed about them, and I think it's changed some of my thoughts on this, is they all had great hair. So maybe you just have to have great hair to be a pilot.
Maybe so. I mean, like everybody in Robotech has pretty good hair on some level.
I should also say, before we reopened the restaurant, we talked to Aunt Lena, and this is the first time I noticed that Aunt Lena is very tall.
Yeah.
She's taller than her uncle. She's way
Yeah.
taller than her uncle.
Jehu has a fondness for a tall girl, so Aunt Lena's now his favorite character.
Okay,
Oh
fair.
man,
Upstage Jason.
We don't even get any Jason Soda in this one.
Oh,
Oh
yeah,
yeah.
he's a non-entity in this one. You're
He is.
you are
Yeah, the Minmay's all like, hey, I got this like great idea. Let's open the restaurant before all this happens. And they're like, yeah, we're on food rations. She's
correct.
like, well, I think they'll give us extra food if we open the restaurant. And she's right, because Minmay gets what she wants always.
Right, and they just immediately do. But yeah,
They were immediately
these
open.
soldiers are kind of creeps.
They were
Yeah,
massive creeps.
actually were more like, hey, so what you do down there the whole time? Bet you were busy, quote unquote busy with Rick down there. And I'll just let you know that WordPress puts it a little more blue. But yes, they were just like really kind of awful. And it turns her completely off of the soldiers. She gets so upset and leaves. You know, she's like, no, I can't handle this.
Well, in addition to that, we also remember that she's a child.
Yes,
Right.
she's 15.
She's
Well,
literally a child here.
and also they just kind of rolled over the first time she said something genuinely clever, which was welcome to the first Chinese restaurant in space. I mean, that's a genuinely good line.
You can't take that away from them now. It's not like the St. Augustine and Pensacola thing in Florida, you know, who's first? This is actually the first Chinese restaurant in space. You can't take that away
I
from
mean,
anyone.
I think she could have just went with the first restaurant in space. She didn't even have to have a qualifier.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true though, because this is looking ahead a few episodes. There is canonically an existent Mars base. There's a base on Mars, so there has to be they have to eat.
Oh,
So there's
and
probably
you know what? The cafeteria was already open on the ship too, so I guess you could call that a
you call
restaurant.
that a restaurant. So
Yeah,
yeah.
okay.
But and also remember those armor platforms were big ships. So they had like mess halls or cafeterias,
Right.
obviously, which were kind
Well,
of
technically,
eateries, I
yeah.
guess. But yeah.
Actually,
So it, but I mean, how does Minmay know that there wasn't a Chinese? Maybe somebody hooked up a Chinese
it
ship
shouldn't matter.
on Mars
I
base.
mean, Minmay, as we'll see later in this episode, does have no problem talking about things that she knows nothing about with authority.
But she excels at it.
She does. And the thing is, as I already pointed out, if Minmay wants it, she gets it because she's Minmay. So she has the first Chinese restaurant in space.
So
Done.
while she's saying to these soldier dudes, "Oh, I would definitely never hook up with that guy."
He's on the stairs.
Rick is waking up both upstairs and eavesdropping like a creep. And for some reason, he's dressed like Reuben Kincaid.
Man.
You know what, guys? I almost went with Mike Brady, but I was like, if I land Reuben Kincaid,
You
that'll would
know,
be worth more.
I mean,
Yeah.
either one would have worked, but he
Yeah.
definitely he's like, I don't know what it is about like bell bottoms are all the rage in
Right.
Robotech.
In
Like,
space. They're the
dudes
first bell bottom
love
in
bell bottoms.
space. The
Players.
yeah. Yeah, thank God his hair is great because his clothes. Well, I know.
I
Maybe
mean,
this is
don't
the
get, I'd
thing.
totally wear that outfit. I think that's a banging outfit, but
He looks great. He can
he does.
wear it. He
He
can wear
does.
that.
Well, so did
Like,
Greg Brady. Don't take anything away from Greg Brady,
Greg
man.
Brady was
I
a
just wasn't expecting it. I wasn't expecting 70s leisure wear in space.
Well, the
No one
spirit, this
expects
was done.
70s leisure wear in space.
Was Japan just like a little behind the times as far as fashion goes? Were like in 1983, were like Japanese dudes like stepping out like this? Were they going down to Harajuku wearing this stuff?
Well, think about it, man. It was famously they became, westernized over time, and they were always a little bit behind the Western fashion. So you see them now it's way different because of the way the internet works and how the world's so tiny.
I should also what year did you say this was animated in?
83, 82.
83. From my vast knowledge of soap operas, 82, 83, we're still kind of working out the 70s fashion into 80s. We didn't even have Miami Vice yet. We didn't know what we were doing with the 80s
Oh,
yet.
yeah. Oh, yeah. 'Cause, I mean, the 80s weren't the 80s until Thriller came out.
Right.
And like, because it was 70s hangover until Thriller, and
Right.
Thriller was the real dawn of the
And if
'80s.
this is coming out 82, 83, it means it was probably conceived and was drawn in 81. Or you
Yeah.
can even go back a little further. So it's completely passable that it would be like this.
And if Japanese, if their culture was a little behind or whatever, but like
This is
I
like
think it would have
he.
been cool if they would have had some of those crazy Japanese like rockabilly greaser guys that have like those like the
That would have
super
been amazing.
popular man. There should have been one of those guys in
That
this,
would
man.
have been
That would have been
amazing.
those
But
customized bikes, with all the stuff all over them, the lights and all that, man. Somebody should have made a cyclone like that. That would have been cool. But
the best thing about him, I'm gonna say it, I hate the term, but it's kind of what this whole thing is. He becomes passively friend-zoned here. Because he does. He's like, oh, I guess it meant nothing. Hey, he flashes back to when like Mimi was complaining about dying and wanting to be held, and he's like, oh, I guess that was nothing. Cool. Anyways. So this
Yeah.
is, he has to get this
I
doe-eyed
mean,
expression on his face, which is
the
amazing.
thing is though, that is, that's pretty realistic to being a teenager. You
Oh
spend
yeah.
most of your time talking yourself into things that aren't real and talking yourself out of things that are real.
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, brutal. Oh yeah. I'm a grown man and I do the same thing.
Right.
Wait, so we go to the SDF-1 and we have this creepy guy with
With
full
n
black eyes.
Yeah, he has no whites to his eyes.
No way. So this guy is Dr. Lang.
He's German, by the way.
In the novels, he like in kind of like the prequel to them to the series, and it was like the opening of the first novel. He like tried to hook himself up to the SDF-1's computer and it like electrocuted him and like made him insane. That's why his eyes are black like that. I don't know how like quote unquote canonical that is as far as the series goes, but that was like I said before, like I experienced the novels before I did the show. So
Right.
that's always
So
been why Dr. Lang looks
that's
like that.
kind of interesting though. So Global, who, okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, Global has a kind of a Slavic accent, right?
Yeah, I think he's
Yeah,
supposed to be Russian.
Eastern European. He's
Yeah.
talking to this German guy who's insane, and he's like looking, he's like, maybe we'll do your transformation thing. Whatever, man. He kind of almost like he's like, I don't quite trust you. And he's like, he's got black eyes. He's like, yeah, we should do this now. And it'll be this, it's the way the components work, it'll be perfect. And like, Global's like, yeah, dude, okay, I'm gonna give my report to the other people and I'll call you. He is just kind of like listening. It's almost like he's patronizing Lang here.
Yeah.
But that's just Global being Global. It
That's
looks
just
good.
his demeanor.
Yeah, he's looking good. He's speaking, Slavic accents. He's got his pipe. He's got the fit, man. He's my favorite character so far in the show.
He's pretty rad. Jehu, look, you're about to say something about this bit here. Do you have a thing?
I think I did, but it's gone now.
Okay, all right. Well,
I'm
never mind.
sorry
It's
to walk
gone.
all over that.
No, that's no problem. It probably wasn't that great, or it would have stayed around.
Oh,
Go ahead.
well, I was saying, like, he also Global's like thinking, like, well, the people of the SD or the people of Macross City probably don't want to do all this stuff you're talking about. They don't know the extent of what's going to happen because we find out
Right.
later, but it's going to be disruptive. I don't know if we should do all that right now. It'd be way too much, man. Let's just leave it be for right now. And Lang's like, okay, but here I got a drawing, like a computer drawing. Look what happens. And Global's like, okay, yeah, we'll talk about it later.
You're out of your mind here, dude. I don't know
Yeah,
what
pretty much.
you're talking about.
I mean, Lang was very much like, hey, at least we should maybe put out some like safety cones, you know, because this is going to be a thing.
Global's like, no, we're not even doing that, man. It's cool, whatever. Well, actually, he mentions like that's how you get the main gun firing again. He got
Well,
it.
okay, so the problem was that when they did the space, remember when they did the space fold, it ripped out the space fold system. So
Yeah.
when apparently that connected the main gun to the energy, to like the engines or whatever. So there's no power. There's no way they don't have a way to like bridge the gap
Yeah,
between
there's
the.
a, they can't complete the circuit essentially.
Right. So if they transform, it'll complete that circuit if they do the transformation or whatever.
This
So.
show is definitely the opposite of Transformers in that it likes to have ongoing technical explanations for things, not just situational ones that you'll never hear about again.
Yeah, there's not a
Fair.
whole lot of they don't really reverse the polarity a lot in this one.
Right. Right.
That's the go-to of like, we're gonna reverse the polarity. Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
that in Star Trek, yeah.
Yeah. So, man, we go to Rick and Roy having a little moment, and dude, Roy is giving Rick like the hard sell on joining the army here, and
Prudium, yeah.
like, well, dude,
Right.
hey man, why don't you join up? It's like, besides, if you don't, some dude in uniform is gonna scoop up Minmate.
Roy is totally like, hey, you know what's a good way to combat depression? Murder.
I do it really well.
Yeah.
I'm not depressed at all.
Hey.
He does the whole thing where he's like got his hands on Rick's shoulders, like, hey, like big brother time. Let me talk to you about how ladies work. Put on a uniform, you'll feel better about yourself. She'll like you more too. Yeah, you'll be
Right.
like me.
Dude, he's so much taller than Rick here. Like
Nice.
he is a tall, he must be like 6'5" or something here.
Right.
Like he's probably too big to fit in that fighter. I don't think he can be that tall in
Yeah,
paint.
he has his mullet comes down to where the top of Rick's head is.
Man, he's got a good hairdo, man.
Oh
He
yeah,
really
he does.
dude,
I
he
mean,
yeah.
lots of great hair in this, but he's got the best.
He's got some Matthew Sweet rock video hair is what he has.
Right.
Oh,
He's
big
got
mutton
it. Oh
chops,
yeah, he
long
totally
hair,
does.
comes around the front. Yeah, totally.
I mean, he's the Han Solo of the show. I mean, he's the
Yeah,
coolest
without a
guy
doubt.
on the show. Like, absolutely the cool. Even taking into account, you know, future things and future other characters that come in, he's still like, whatever, man. Like, he's still the coolest dude. So.
Right.
Yeah. Shame about what happens to Han later. Anyways, moving on.
Man.
So they actually, I don't know when this happened. I guess sometime in the meantime, they connected both the aircraft carriers to the SDF-1. You know, the ones that like came into space with them.
Yeah, it was the Daedalus and the Prometheus.
Thank you. They somewhere in there just like we're gonna like they didn't even do like a montage. They just like they're connected now. It's in
Right.
arms.
I think somebody mentioned that. I
They
think
did.
somebody like observed it and mentioned that they were like, oh, hey, they attached the aircraft carriers to the hull, which is good.
Oh yeah. Well, completes the look, man.
Yeah. We go to the Zentradi, which is cool because we didn't get to see the Zentradi at all in the last episode. But like Britai is like sitting there watching like video of the Battle of Earth. It's like he's like a college football coach, like watching tape of the other teams and all this
Yeah.
stuff. He's just like observing. He's like backing it up and observing it and all this stuff. This is pretty cool.
Well, and that's kind of nice that we get this because I like how they're kind of testing the waters about the crew of the SDF-1. They're kind of he's kind of feeling them out. See, like, let's see how they handle this or that. I like that. So you have they're sending like a I don't know like a what, I'm trying to think of what they call it. It wasn't a mock ship. It was a decoy ship,
Yeah.
kind of close to them. See what they do, because they want to
Right.
see if the gun fires off again. Yeah, they before the whole thing the booby trap for episode one, is the Zentradi fleet got too close and the ship fired. So they're like, let's see if we can make that happen again, but let's not put anyone on the ship. So I
I think it's just I don't know. I guess it's like just kind of feeling the whole thing out to see what's going
yeah.
on. Because I think what is actually going on here is that like the humans have no idea what to do. Like they're
Right.
totally clueless that they can't work anything. Like there's competent people there, but they have no idea. And it was like in that one episode where Britai was like, they have no knowledge of space tactics. Like, yeah, they don't. They don't know anything about space
Right,
tactics. They don't know, like,
yeah.
they don't know how to use their own weapons. No, they sure don't, because they don't know what they have. And then, but like, it just totally mystifies Britai. Like Britai thinks that they're doing something. They're doing something. It's like when you play chess against something. Like, if you're competent at chess and you play against somebody that has no clue what they're doing, but they're like. Just kind of like randomly moving things, or like in a fighting game when somebody just randomly pushes buttons and
Yep.
they win in like Mortal Kombat or something like that. That's
Right.
what's going on here. That's exactly what's
Right.
going on.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are they doing? This must just be like tactical geniuses or something like that.
Right. They're
But
space
really,
button masters. Yeah,
yeah, it's just
exactly.
they're just idiots. It's
Yeah.
they have they
Global's
yeah.
like running his forehead over the keyboard and they're surviving. And like like Britai's like, oh, this must be some plot. They have some secret agenda. And yeah, they're all in the STF-1, like, I don't how does this how do you make the gun go again? That's the Britai is and Exeter is over there like, yes, let's see what these Micronians. Well, actually, no, let me back that up. They are looking at tape and they see that they are small people.
I could have sworn that they
I
figured
that I
out.
feel like this is a continuity error because I feel like
Yeah.
they've called them Micronians since the first episode, but in this they're
But
like, hey,
they
these guys are
notice.
Micronians.
Yes. I agree with you. I could have sworn they would have seen people in the city when they were attacking anyways. But yeah, they're like, oh, these were Micronians and there is it did I read something or is there actually something that he said in this episode where they're not allowed to attack planets of Micronians?
They're not supposed to interact with those cultures.
Yeah.
Is the thing. They're not supposed to because like as we'll find out later on, like Zentradi culture is very compartmentalized, and like they're not like the men and the women, the
Oh yeah.
technically the Zentran and the Meltran, like aren't supposed to even know each other because they're all cloned, as we find out later on.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they're not supposed to interact with other cultures at all, especially Micronian cultures, because they're just supposed to like blow stuff up. It's just that's just what they're supposed to do, is like just get it, just hey, just shoot particle beam cannons at these people and then go home. So
The
yeah.
way I made this work in my head, I was just like, one guy was like, he was basically trying to tell a joke. He was like, hey, these Micronians are Micronians. And the other guy was like, am I supposed to laugh here?
Well,
I
that's
think that's
gonna
what happened there.
keep that in mind for a few episodes from now, because that something similar to that's gonna come back, and
Okay.
it's gonna legitimately be funny. So
The they also have the sense of humor of a Vulcan, so that makes sense too.
right.
Which is to say they don't. So
Exactly. No, well, thank you. You stepped all over that one. Appreciate
look,
that.
look.
Anyways. So yeah,
The man on first name is who? That's his name.
Who is he, though?
His name.
Yeah, so
Don't like the who anyway. I don't. Why are
yeah.
you bringing this up? So we get some soap opera business with Rick and Minmay, where she talks about wanting to enter she was going to enter the Miss Macross
Got,
contest.
I audibly groaned when I heard Miss Macross. I don't even know
Yeah.
what that is. I just knew it was going to be bad.
Oh,
But I will say this,
you
the 70s AM gold music that was playing on during this part, I was vibing on it. I was
know. It
digging
was
it.
pretty cool. It was actually pretty. It was a good change from the normal Robotech music here.
Da 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 da. Yeah.
But see, okay, so I com like during Tuna Fish, I complained about all the soap opera-ness, but like this was fine. This was a good level of soap opera.
Right.
Also, they were cutting really fast between this conversation And then some stuff going on the bridge at where like the the bridge crew would like talk about something, and then they would like be looking at like some fighters taking off and some cool like, Top Gun looking things going on.
Right.
That was to me, that's how you handle this, and that's like that's cool. It
I
worked
agree
really
on
well,
that.
and I liked it a lot more. If Tuna Fish would have done this, I probably would like that episode more. And like.
Right.
I'm not gonna complain about that episode anymore because it really wasn't as bad, but it's definitely a roadblock. It's like a
It is an episode that we all kind of grown out as we were kids. We're like, oh, every time like her cousin shows up, I also groan because her cousin's terrible too. He's trying to make her a
I
big star. And we'll get to there eventually, but
yeah.
all that stuff, that soap opera about her being a big pop star, yeah, but it's part of Macross. It's part of the charm of it. So
Oh no, it definitely is. It all factors into the plot at some point.
yeah,
But
exactly.
while if you don't know it and you're just like, why isn't somebody flying in a robot? What's like what like why isn't aren't there 50 missiles going on right now? Like
My favorite bit from this scene was, they're talking about their dreams again, and Rick said, basically, I've given up on my dream of being a pilot, and she was like, you're the best pilot. Like, B, what do you know about pilots? Like two weeks ago, you didn't even know what space was.
You saved her
You know two
twice.
pilots. You've flown in a plane once.
Twice. If she flew in the Veritech and in the Fanjet.
Okay, that's true. Twice,
But
twice.
Rick saved her life with a plane twice. Like if I mean, Jehu, if you saved my life with a guitar twice, man, Jason's the best guitarist I know.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Like.
I rescind that whole thing. That's a good point.
I mean, like.
If you saved my life in a Nissan hatchback twice, I would be edge drive better at driving a Nissan hatchback than anyone on earth.
You know how many of those I've owned in my life?
I imagine a few.
I think at least three.
I remember I didn't just pull that out of my butt.
I
I remembered you were a hatchback enthusiast because I was too.
love hatchbacks are great. I'd buy one.
I mean,
I
even the
really.
Jeep I own now, I own a Renegade, and it's basically a hatchback disguised as a Jeep.
Yeah, I've got an Escape. It's the same thing as a hatchback disguised as an SUV.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all driving hatchbacks. We just don't admit it.
I hate that when I bought my Jetta, I really wanted a Golf,
Wait.
and they just couldn't get them.
Golf
So I guess
GTI.
I'm gonna get a Jetta. Yes, I wanted a G. Yeah, I wanted a GTI. I wanted to
I
be.
knew it, man. That's no shame in that. I called that because everyone who gets a Golf wants a GTI.
Is there
Right.
a Golf Transformer?
No.
I don't think there is now.
No.
Man. Only Bumblebee is the only Volkswagen, huh?
Yeah, there was a big bone of contention, but that's another conversation for another episode.
Well, I know about the whole thing
Well,
right
I mean,
now.
oh God, I feel like I need to do the Simpsons nerd voice to say this, but technically, the Wheeljack in Rise of the Beast is a Volkswagen bus.
Yeah.
So there's
You
two
mean,
Volkswagens.
hold on. You
Oh, okay.
mean this guy?
Yeah.
Look at him.
When I was saying that out loud, I was like, I'm never having sex again. So thanks for making me feel better about
Hey,
myself.
I've got both of them right here, man. Let's call. Let's go to
You
this.
got all three W's there. Jehu is, I mean, as long as Sarah doesn't hear you, I think you're fine. I mean,
Oh, I just talk like this to Sarah.
Well, then you're fine anyway. So
Yeah, see, like we.
I listen to what girl she doesn't like, and she listens to stuff about Transformers. Neither
Well,
of us are interested.
I gotta tell you, we all three of us found great ladies who put up with our nerd stuff, and
Right.
that's all you out there who are maybe thinking like, oh, I'm not gonna find the person of my dreams. You can.
Right.
You can. You just have to ease them into it. You can't throw it all in at once.
All I need from you is to passively zone out while I'm rambling on.
That's the yeah. That's the that's the, and that's the best skill as a man. Also, is to
Right, 100%. I
recall
stop
some of
listening
it
to five
later
minutes
on.
ago.
That way you appear to be listening.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? We get a really cool space battle here. We get a very, very
It's a
cool
great
space
one.
battle as the Zentradi have sent out the aforementioned decoy ship. They sent a little ship out to like feel out the competition, like a little jab, like a little little jab.
My note on this was finally stuff blows up.
There was lots of blowing up. This was a cool battle, man. I really
There's parts in the battle where it looks like when you put asteroids on hard and the
Yeah.
asteroids are just flying at you super fast.
God, hey, man. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, it did look a lot like that. But
Well, there's something you said here for the fact that this they for one thing, I think it was like it might have been Global, maybe it could have been Roy Fokker, I don't know, mentioning how much better they are maneuvering space because the battle pods are meant for a zero G. They're not meant to go atmospheric because there's no wings on them. So they're flying and they're being very maneuverable in space. But then the SDF-1 looks so good. I love It's like whenever you see Star Wars, there's a fight on top of a Star Destroyer. I love having big ships as backdrops for dogfights.
100%.
I
I
love this
agree.
so much.
Yeah, this dogfight looked great.
Yeah, well, what's cool about that is you get a really cool sense of speed with that because
Yeah.
it's just a space battle. You don't really get that because the star field doesn't really move or whatever. But with when you're zooming in like that, you're doing like a little like almost kind of trench run kind of things. It's it, it's
Right.
it is
100%.
super cool. Global commands the main gun to fire, and everyone on the bridge and they zoom in on everybody's face. It was like
Dude.
it was like Lisa, Claudia, Sammy. Vanessa,
Right.
Chris.
Global's
It was
Angels.
very funny. But it was a real cool scene. But it definitely seemed like something from like a 1950s sci-fi movie where somebody
Right.
like Doctor, we have to reverse
Right.
the polarity. And then like then a man or Astro Man riff plays over that, and yeah.
But yeah, actually, like that's a Britai and Exeter were like, why haven't they fired the main gun? They're trying to figure out if there's some deep plot that some strategy they're not getting, and like they don't realize that Global and the Global's Angels, I'm just going to call them because I don't know the names all the time, are like essentially like they're playing they're trying to add up major problems with an abacus. They don't know
Right.
exactly how to do what they're doing. And, but they're like, something must be going on.
Right.
So,
Little did they
yeah.
know it was broken. Like the whole.
Yeah. Well, also, one thing I noticed during this, he called somebody, or somebody calls him during the scene about the transformation, but it's not German doctor guy. It's the narrator.
I didn't catch
Narrator,
that.
I mean, that's like basically getting a call from God.
Maybe the narrator is like an in like an like an in-universe character like
Yeah, maybe he's writing the story of this. He's the Louis to the Lestat of Rick Hunter.
he
Got
could,
it. As long as it's
well
not a sad.
well here's a since I didn't do a history lesson at this time I'm gonna do a little side thing here and I'm gonna touch on this later on but there is in it, if we go back to the Japanese, we go back to SDF Macross, the show Macross. There is a movie called SDF Macross, Do You Remember Love?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That is the entire Macross saga compressed into like an hour and a half movie.
Right.
Which but it's got like consistency or continuity things and things that are like, well, that's not really how it happened,
Right.
but that movie retroactively, they have said that in Macross world, that is a movie in the fiction. So that is like a dramatized version of the first of Earth War One. That like so the characters in Macross can go to the movies and watch that movie.
So
Totally
it's
see
like one of
that.
those MASH documentaries
Yeah, which is pretty
that
cool.
they had
Like
like 13 of on MASH.
oh
For some reason,
yeah, that's right.
that one medical unit had documentaries about them every other week.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Yeah.
because that's one of those weird things that I always talk about. How like it, like a character in a thing can't go watch the thing they're in. That like
Right.
that one thing you assume that the world is just like it is now, but that one thing doesn't exist. So, which may, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say earlier, actually, this whole thing, and I didn't watch it religiously after a while, but this whole thing is very reminiscent of what they did with the newer BSG. where you're out in space, you're by yourself, you start to build like an everyday life. Things, you know, you start to kind of get your own entertainment. You start to get your own kind of stuff, you know, everyday life. So people don't go insane on the outside of space somewhere.
Right.
That's kind of what I feel like they did in Battlestar Galactica, the newer one. Newer is like probably 20 years old now. But that's what they originally did with Macross, with Robotech, is they it showed the people everyday lives, which I don't, which is why I was gonna say earlier, I don't mind the soap opera because the soap opera is humanizing the whole show.
Right.
And
Yeah, no, I mean there's a, I mean, like I sometimes use soap opera as a derogatory term, and
yeah, I
I
get
don't
it.
think that's accurate because, like, I mean, like, I'm on record saying that I love Dallas,
Right.
and also, I mean, Game of Thrones is just fantasy Dallas,
It
you
is.
know.
I mean, yeah, Mad Men, that's a soap opera.
Mad Men is 100% so. But most
Yeah,
serial dramas these days are basically soap operas, and which is, I mean, that's fine. It's good. I mean, I like, you know, I mean, Breaking Bad was meth soap opera, and that's a good, you know, it's a good show.
neither of us, none of the three of us should ever get on to anyone about their taste in soap operas because I know, Jehu, you are a soap opera aficionado. I spent
I
my
dude, I tell you what, like, if I could find two other dudes to do it, I'd be doing a soap opera podcast and no one would be listening.
No.
Zero people would be
There
listening.
was one summer I sat there and watched Days of Our Lives every freaking day, and I got hooked into it as a teenager. So I mean, there's just something about, you know, we love this is they
Right.
call it space opera for a reason. It's soap opera in space, is
Right.
all this is, with cool guns and blowing up things.
Right.
So yeah, I don't want anyone to think that we make fun of soap operas because we're all fans of them.
Yeah, in one way or the other. Yeah, you're
Yeah.
right. Oh, yeah, but you know, one more thing that I wanted to say about in-universe fiction, how, you know, the whole concept of, you know, a character can't go, you know, see his, you know, like, I mean, you think of anything, you know, that character in that show or that movie can't go see that movie,
Right.
that continuity, you know, like, but the one thing that really, that was one thing that really, like, twists my brain about, what was the Godzilla reboot from a few years ago? It was like Godzilla Zero or something like that,
Yeah,
or
zero. Yeah, 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 yeah. Minus
like,
zero or whatever.
yeah, it was like the kind of the reboot where it was like modern, it was contemporary times, and it was the
Yeah.
Godzilla was a so in that version of Japan, like, the Godzilla movies don't exist.
Right.
Like, the original Godzilla movies don't exist. So Japanese culture probably looks extremely different
Right.
in that, like very, very different. Also, the song Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult doesn't exist.
It, the
Oh, that's
riff probably
terrible.
exists, but it's probably a completely different
Something,
song.
yeah, it's
I
probably
love that
about
song.
like I don't know, like flying in space or something like that. No, like,
Right.
no Blue Oyster Cult though.
Years ago, when I was a, you know, teenager, my first job was working at Albertsons on Ninth and Bayou.
All
I worked
right
there for like
on.
13 years, and I one year they had like one of those, you know, those dump bins of like they have cassettes in there for like $3.99 cassettes.
100%.
Best of Blue Oyster Cult. And I knew I loved Don't Fear the Reaper. And then I picked that up. I'm like, I want to buy this. And I, of course, I went through the very hard, straight edge Christian guy who I knew who worked there. And he's like, oh, you know, Blue Oyster Cult, huh? You listen to this kind of music? Anyways, that's another whole thing. But I listened to it and I'm like, man, this is really good. And I listened to Godzilla and I'd never heard the song before then. I mean, I was like 19. I never heard the song Godzilla before then. I'm like, this is amazing. And
That song rules, dude.
it's
Like,
great.
yeah, "Don't Fear the Reaper" is my favorite song ever.
Yeah, it's
Like,
a great song.
is my
I
other favorite song. So.
The thing is, with stuff like this, it's hard to say which side to fall on because sometimes it does take you out of it when you're watching a vampire movie and people don't know what vampires are. But on the other hand, you have like the Josh Whedon-y style, which I enjoyed for a long time, but gets old if it's just lamp shading of where, you know, like someone's like, oh my God, they have vampires in the movies, but now we're seeing them in real life. And, you
Yeah.
know, there's just the
You know
kitschy
my favorite
dialogue
approach to
about them.
that?
I don't know which way's the best way to go.
I don't
What's
know if there
up?
is a best way, but a way that I love though is in Preacher, in the Preacher comics
Right.
where there were people that were like you know, like all into like Interview with the Vampire. They dressed in frilly shirts and all this stuff, but it was like Cassidy was just like a like this Irish punk rocker, and
Yeah,
like
right.
all of those dudes were idiots. And I was like, this is
Right.
okay, this is a good take on this
He's
idea.
actually he's the reason why I actually kept reading Preachers, because Cassidy, he's like Johnny Rotten as a vampire, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, you
Or
know, back
Johnny Rotten thought he was.
when that book was coming out, I did not like it because fans of that book were insufferable. And
Right. Yeah.
but I read that Cassidy one shot, the one where he goes to New Orleans and deals, basically it's him dealing with all those Anne Rice fans, and I was like, this is great, this is so good. Now I've read Preacher all the way through, like probably 5 times, but
Yeah, it's
the
fantastic.
thing is with Preacher, when I first tried it, I didn't like it because it was obvious that Grant Morrison hated me. But as I got older and learned to hate myself, then I learned to enjoy it.
Well, like we had a friend in common back in the day that loved that book and like
Right.
absolutely adored that book. This dude Gary, that you remember, if you remember,
Oh boy, I remember Gary.
yeah. And usually it was best to stay away from anything that he liked. Yeah,
Man,
because
I hadn't thought about Gary in a while. That's
oh
funny.
man, I randomly ran into him like I don't know, a few years ago. I guess it was, I don't know, it was, I don't know. Anyway,
Time is flat circle.
time is a flat circle. I'll tell you what else was flat, where all the cities of Macross, all the buildings in Macross City after
Oh,
they
after
commenced
the
the transformation.
transformation, it really smurfed this place up.
Dude, they spent all this time like getting all these buildings set. I don't know how they did it so fast, but it was like they undid all this work in like 15 seconds. Like all these pylons are coming out of the ceiling and smashing buildings up and all this. This did more damage than the Zentradi attack. Can we talk?
And Minmay was standing on a crack.
Oh yeah, of course
You
she
know,
was.
Rick had to save her life.
Third time.
They're
Third
done.
time.
Does she
Third
appreciate
time.
it? Probably not.
So
No.
I almost kind of wish that they had both fallen into that crack and like down another ravine and gotten cut off for 2 more weeks, and we could have gotten like a repeat of, we could have gotten like Tuna Fish 2, like the next episode of Tuna Fish 2.
Yeah. The
Like,
actually I gotta say, honestly, the one thing we've forgotten in this whole scene is Global gets his hat knocked off and he turns completely into and Edward James Olmos. He's 100%.
oh, he doesn't wear it for the rest of the episode. I don't think he puts it on for a while. He just did the full battle with no hat on. Like,
I
and
was
the
going to
hat
bring
doesn't
this
matter.
up because also great hair.
He has good hair.
Fantastic hair.
To be in
Good
the
hair.
military in this world, you've just got to have some killer hair.
Yeah.
No regulations. No regulations.
None.
Heat Hegseth would lose his mind.
You beardo. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my
If you
life.
show him, like, oh yeah, the Robotech Defense Force recruited Yellow Dancer. There's like, we've got a cross dresser on a motorcycle that's like a dude, dude, he was head would explode. I want to see this so bad.
Oh God. Okay. Sorry. Let's get back off of politics, but I appreciate that so much.
Dude, the LCF-1 transforms, dude. This is so freaking cool.
Oh yeah. Man,
It's
I
the most impractical thing ever, but
It's
it's
so
awesome.
dumb. It is. This is like it's not quite on the level of like Silverhawks and Thundercats, where like that dude from, I mean, like Mumm-Ra has to cast a magic spell to turn into like, just stay Mumm-Ra, dog. Don't go
Right.
back and don't turn back into the mummy. But
Just
like,
show up to the battle with blazing swords.
so, but like, okay, so Silverhawks though, and remember the Silverhawks, where that dude lived in the core of a planet and he moved a sun around to shine in there so he could power up.
Yep.
Dude, you had that much power when you weren't powered up. Like, good, just take an elevator to the top and stay powerful all the time.
Right, just use that power to take over.
Right? Dude, if you hadn't wasted so much energy moving a sun around,
Right.
you probably could have beat a dude in a guitar. With a guitar with a wings, like I don't think that it would have been much of an issue if you could just smash the sun into that guy.
I don't think me and Ramel have ever had a conversation that wasn't about that the Black Silverhawk was named Hot Wing.
He was.
He was named Hot Wing, yes. Sometimes we'll just randomly text each other Hot Wing.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh my
I love
God. And
bluegrass.
mind you, he was the coolest Silverhawk. He was cooler than Panthro. That's how cool he was.
I
But
don't
his
know.
name was
I was really
definitely
cool.
Hot Wing.
I gotta say, I love bluegrass. The, it's like,
Bluegrass is great.
guitar. He's like, nee, 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 nee.
Bluegrass.
Oh, dude, come on. You can't hate on bluegrass. He was the coolest Silverhawk to me. You can have Hot Wing. I'll take bluegrass.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping Hot Wing. He's all for me.
Dude, Hot Wing.
Yeah.
I'm just canceling the rest of the show. I'm done. I can't function after that
Boy, I
revelation.
hope I'm not wrong about this because I'm sure we'll hear about it.
So,
God.
okay, if anyone has a better take on that, edhatestransformers@gmail.com or the more the Mises guys at gmail.com. Let's hear it.
But definitely in me and my friend Rommel's headcanon, the Black Silverhawk was named Hot Wing. So if we're right, then those guys were racist. If we're wrong, then I guess we are.
Oh, Ed's looking up right now. I can see he's like, yeah, I see the expression on his face.
Well, it says their names are Copper Kid,
Okay.
Bluegrass.
Hot Wing wasn't a regular member.
Oh, okay. The Steelheart and Steel Will.
Yeah. Which, you know, what those are, whatever.
Dude, oh,
What?
you are correct.
Okay, thank God. Once again, not
Oh.
racist.
Oh God.
Hot Wing. Okay, a gold Silverhawk added mid-season. He was a magician.
Yeah, he did a lot of cool stuff. He was like his own guy, you know? He like just flew in and saved the day. He was like the Green Ranger.
You're never gonna believe what the voice actor's name was for this guy.
Please tell me.
This dude's name was Adolf Caesar.
Hope his middle name was Elvis. Like, so he just had the triumphant of names you can't use anymore.
That just reminds me of Adolf Hitler, or what was it? Elvis Hitler,
Elvis
the man
Hitler.
Elvis Hitler.
Huh?
Adolf Caesar. And Black Dominican man.
Jesus.
Oh,
Well, that
I mean,
happened.
that's nice though. At least they didn't get some white guy to play Hot Wing.
Yeah, man, that's good times. What this dude,
Oh.
oh, he was in The Guiding Light. He was in Tales from the Dark Side and Twilight Zone. So
All right.
in
Nice.
General Hospital. So there you go. Maybe he interacted with Robert Scorpio at some point, my
He
favorite name of all time.
definitely sounds like my kind of actor.
Adolf Caesar, that's freaking
Adolf Caesar.
man. That is smurfing amazing. Thank you for that.
Man, good time. So the SDF one, so they shoot the main gun, and dude, this is so cool, dude. This is like, dude, they're like, it's from that thing from the intro where you see the skin of the Zentradi ships like peeling back from the heat and all this
Yeah.
stuff. This is where that scene comes from. Man, this is so cool, dude. Like.
It's so brutal though. There's like one of the battle pods disintegrates and there's a Zentradi in this Zentradi armor. He gets disintegrated during like he it disintegrates around him and then he
And then you
disintegrates.
see him
Right,
disintegrate. This was
yeah.
I had to stop. I had to go in the slow-mo for that because it was very cool. They did not skimp on the animation on this
It
episode.
was definitely the
Oh,
opposite of G.I. Joe. They needed you to know the guy inside this died.
yeah.
That was the selling point of the show when I was a kid, was like, dude, you seen Robotech? People die in it. Like,
Yeah, 100%.
all right. Yes, they do. A lot of people die. Matter of fact, speaking of that, when they did the transformation, apparently they just opened up one of the airlocks, and like, they just vented buildings out
That
into
was
space.
nuts.
It,
What?
like,
Yeah.
like remember the 70,000 there's 70,000 survivors out there, Roy, and like not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to tally some numbers up
We're
here.
probably down to like 65.
And like they're all the Global's angels are like high-fiving each other. They're all happy because everything worked out really well. And he like Global's all subdued. He's like I need a full damage report of all levels. He's just like
Oh.
he's being Adama right now.
More than any other guy on the show, he understands the toll of war.
Yeah. And I gotta go back to the WordPress I found earlier. Minmay just can't help being a bee and says, "Well, Rick, you wanted to destroy the town. How do you like it?" Man, Rick just said something to just, he was blowing off steam, and she's like, "Oh, yeah, I remember you said that? How do you like it now?" I'm like, come on, dude. Give the guys a little air to the
Right.
bitch how upset he is about how everything's are going.
But then he bounces back and he says he's decided to join the Robotech Defense Force. He's decided to join the.
After she needles him a bit.
She
Oh
did needle him a
yeah.
little bit. Yeah,
She
she did.
needled him a little bit, and you know what? She proves Roy right, because as soon as he says, "I'm gonna be a soldier," she like swoons.
Oh,
Yeah.
really?
Yeah,
This is
exactly. It's straight up porny.
sure
Anyone
was.
watching this is like, oh, he did that to make her happy.
Right.
He does a lot of things to make her happy. As the show goes
Yes.
on, he does a lot of things to make her happy.
Yes.
Yeah, that
Yeah,
was
she does
oh
swoon and
man. That was
yeah.
yeah. And that was the episode. That was it.
You know, there's a lot of death, like you said in this episode. Like there's obviously doors are venting to space. I'm sure some people got sucked out in space. Zentradi people are being like decimated and melted from the SDF's main cannon. And yeah, I mean, there's plenty of people in the dogfight who probably died. So there's a
Oh,
lot of death in this episode.
yeah. A lot of death, a lot of dudes dying, a lot of
On
blood.
the backdrop of a soap opera.
On the
Right.
backdrop of stuff. Yeah, you got
On
it,
the
yeah.
backdrop of Miss Macross.
So, all right, that was it. Where are you guys on this one?
Go for it.
Do I go first? Who
Go
goes
for
first?
it. Why not?
Okay. This one is probably the farthest apart adult brain and kid brain have been for me. I mean, kid brain would have definitely been like, this is a return to form. Stuff blows up, we get to see the chip transform. We didn't see a butt this time, but I bet there'll be butts in the future.
Oh, they're
So
setting up the boat. Yeah.
kid brain would have 100% been, five, let's see more butts. But adult brain, man, he misses the weirdness of the last episode. The giant tuna, just all the batty stuff that Minmay said while they were trapped together. I feel like adult me is more like to the cold, hard realization that there's going to be no more butts.
Wow, this is the worst episode so far for you, huh?
This is the whole worst. I think
Huh.
just because I genuinely had a blast with the last one.
Okay, all right. That's I mean, yeah, it is a kind of, when you come down, it is kind of weird. So yeah, all
I
right.
think
All right.
I can't really argue with that though. I don't do the kid brain and adult brain. I just go right for the full on, meld of the two, I guess. But the this is I really loved seeing the transformation and all the bits transforming on the SDF. I'm like, dude, it's just like the toy does, like the middle parts turn, and this is like for a Transformers fan, this transforms like the SDF-1 toy did, the one that was about this big.
Right.
Everything's perfect with this. I loved it. I love the dogfight. I even didn't even mind the soap opera that is Rick and Minmay, or actually Minmay getting Rick to do what she wants him to do
Right.
is actually what it really is. And Rick is he's I guess what is he 17 or 18 years old. He is His brain is like, what can I do to please her? So it makes complete sense. This is so believable. But at the end of the day, he saved her a third time, and it won't be the last time. And at the end of the day, I mean, this is a good four, Global getting his hat knocked off out of five for me.
I will say maybe what we should strive to learn from this as we go through it is by the end of it, is Min May the most sexist character ever?
Should we tally? Everybody should
Because
tally.
I
Like,
feel like she could be, because she is such a combination of ditzy broad and heartless manipulator.
okay, that she is, and I'm not going to speak for everyone here, but she is what we all thought our high school girlfriend was. Now, whether they were or not, when that back then, the thought
Right.
and the after effect, like I can't believe I spent all that time and tried to do things that are nice for her. That's what we were thought at the time. That's what she is.
100%. When you realize, oh, she was fine, I was just
I was
going
just
through
an idiot.
stuff.
Yes. That's what you realize later. That's what wisdom brings. But at the time, you're like, I can't believe I spent all that money, time, and I loved her so hard, and she didn't love me at all. That's what Minmay is to Rick in this. So, yeah.
I mean, really, what you were thinking at the time is my penis wants to penis, and your penis isn't getting to penis, so you're angry.
Yes. Well, yes, we put that in very, very emotional teenage terms. But yes, that's exactly it.
All right. This one for me, like, I like this one a lot because it had a lot of everything in it. It was like a buffet. You got a little bit of soap opera, you got a little bit of Space Battle, you got a little bit of Zentradi, you got a little bit of like Macross City stuff, and like there's a lot of those are like the elements that kind of make up that make up Robotech. As a kid, I would have liked this because there was like breathing room between like the action and stuff. Like it was like you're like, oh cool, something's blowing up, and then it's like you get some Minmay stuff, so you can kind of you can catch your breath for a second, and like that's I feel like is the best pace for Robotech.
Balance.
Kid Brain, what Kid Brain would have really liked this episode because it's when you finally get Rick joining the army and all that, so he's going to become he's the main character, but now he's going to become the main dude or whatever. He's going to start doing main dude stuff finally after after four ep or after after 5 episodes, which is cool. So Kid Brain would have gone like I don't know, Kid Brain probably would have gone like four Adolf Caesars out of five. Adult Brain liked this. I don't know. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I didn't think it was. I mean, it definitely didn't have the weirdness, and it didn't have like. It was. I don't know. It was like. It's kind of like when you get like 7-layer burrito, and there's a little bit of like sour cream, a little bit of guacamole, but it doesn't. Nothing really dominates it, So it's like I think that as an adult, that kind of. It was almost like a weakness of it. It just wasn't enough to really like drive it, which is fine. It was still good though, 'cause, and it really it advanced the plot. So Adult Brain's gonna have to go three. Hurrah, another year. Surely this one will be better than the last. The inexorable march of progress will lead us all to happinesses. Out five.
Zack Sabre Jr., right?
Zack Sabre Jr., yes.
That CK or CH?
ZACK.
I'm gonna look that up.
ZBRE is the English.
RE is the
RE
British. Okay.
Junior, yes. And before you ask, there is no Zack Sabre Senior.
Well,
There
no,
was
he's
never a Zack
gone.
Sabre.
That's why he lives on in his name.
Right. There was never a Zack Sabre Senior. So anyhow. All right. Yeah, so that's it.
All right, everyone. Thanks for checking this out. And as we trudge through, well, trudge is actually y'all have fun. Go through the episodes of Robotech from the beginning, just like with Transformers. So, at the end of the day, thanks for being here, everyone. And until the next time, go Zack Sabre Jr. Y'all take it easy. More Than Meets These Guys, a Transformers podcast, is performed by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Research is done by Evan Johns, Boo of the Excellent Underground.com, and Ed Strickland. Special thanks to Hasbro, Marvel, Skybound, and the occasional extra property, which we will name at whatever time is appropriate for that episode. And without all of you, this is really not even possible. So thanks for being here, and thanks for checking us out every week. Goodbye.